Reflection by Father Luis Sassano, Luke 11:47-54. Scribes and Pharisees. Number 1. Memorials of the Prophets. I'd like to explain three weapons that we use against someone who is a prophet when they make us see that we are all wrong, but our arrogance doesn't want to accept it. The first is the weapon of ridicule. Many times we ridicule that person who comes along patiently to correct us or to show us kindly that we are wrong. The second weapon is disregard, with which we destroy or do away with that person, and we don't allow their message to be received. And clearly, we don't receive the person either. We completely disregard them. The third weapon is superiority, when we use the famous phrase, "Who are you to say that to me?" or "Who do you think you are?" These attitudes can lead you to forget the purpose of your life and to live in a bubble. Number 2, this generation will be charged. I believe that we must all be held accountable for what we do. So be prudent and remember that you must be responsible for your actions and face the consequences. I've seen many atheists who are closer to an encounter with God, just like Zacharias. And I've seen many Christians whose attitudes are closer to Pontius Pilate, washing their hands and not getting involved. Today, think of three mistakes you made and did not take responsibility for. Put aside your ego and your arrogance and look at God's merciful heart so that he can make you a new person. Number 3, stop those trying to enter. This is a call of attention to you and to me. Many times, I'm afraid that instead of following the God that Lewis preaches, some people will follow Lewis. We must work on this so as to avoid falling into this trap. The key is to live in simplicity and mainly to never stop praying. I dream of a united church in which there is no search for individual interests. Our only interest should be to bring souls to Jesus. Something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.